The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gortzman, Rosh Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Machon Halacha Urufua of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara actually in the Flamed Aleph from the base brings down that it says in the pasuk Vayifkesheyu Hashem Vayivakesh Hamisay by Moshe Rabbeinu that we got to the hotel and Hakadosh Baruch Hu met him and wanted to kill him. So the Gemara says Amar Rebbe said Chas V'Shalom Shemoshe Rabbeinu Nisrashel Meramila. It's Chas V'Shalom to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisrashel Meramila, that he didn't do the mitzvah of Jesus. Alakach Omar, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Emol ve'etze sakonahi, to do the mila prior to going out on the road to sakona. Shenemar, as it says in Pasuk, vahi be'yem ha'shlishi b'yosim koyavim, that the third day of the mila, we see in the Maisa of Shechem, that the third day of the mila, the people were very weak, and that's how Shimon and Levi were able to conquer Shechem. Emol ve'eshe shloshi yam. So maybe I should wait, first do the mila and wait 3 days, but I can't do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amali Leich Shuv Mitzrayim, that I have to go back to Mitzrayim right away. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu get punished? Because he actually got involved in the mulling, setting himself up in the hotel first. So the Gemara is telling us that because Moshe Rabbeinu, although he was right in Cheshbon not to do the Mila prior to going on the way, and he couldn't wait because he had a tzivri from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the Mila as soon as possible. However, by waiting when he got to the hotel, for this he was munned and he was punished. Agav, the Ran, says an interesting thing, that HaKorchach, we have to say that this hotel was right by Mitzrayim, was very close to Mitzrayim, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was not concerned to do the last part of his journey after the bris, because if the hotel would have been far away from Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu should have been concerned about doing that as well. The Maisa, we see from here the importance that Moshe Rabbeinu was mond. Moshe Rabbeinu got a punishment for not doing the mila right when he could. Even the few minutes that he spent setting up the mulling, setting up his place in the hotel, already he was mon for. And the truth is, the Gemara in Pesachim and Avdalit tells us, the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk of Ayashkim Avram Baboiker, that when we do the mitzvah, b'frat, the mitzvah's mila, there's an inyan that it should be done right away in the morning. The Gemara over there tells us that you cannot do a bris mila before Netzachama, but once it passes, besides that, it should be done after Netzachama. Once Netzachama passes, there's an inyan that it should be dafka be done right away in the morning. And as always, Gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch as well, the Mechaber in Yerideas in Rei Samach Beis Sif Aleph brings down that Be'etzem, this man of mila, is the whole day. Meaning that if a baby, when it comes the eighth day, the Zman Mila is any time during the day. However, there's an inyan as Vizim Makdim in the Mitzvahs, and therefore it should be done right away in the morning. The Shalos Tshuvos Shvus Yaakov Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed brings down an interesting Shaila. He said, the Shail asked him as follows. We know it's Gebracht in Arachayim that the minig is that although usually every day the minig is to do the bris after Shachris, and on a day where we daven Musaf, the minig is to do the bris after Musaf as well. So on Shabbos and Yontif, we always do the bris after Musaf. On Rosh Hashanah, the minig is not like that. On Rosh Hashanah, the minig is to do the bris after Kriyas HaTorah and prior to Kriyas Shofar. And the reason for this is, one of the reasons brought down, the Beis Yosef brings Shema Chumas Hadeshen, Beis Yosef in Arachayim Simon Tafresh Pedalit, brings from the Chumas Hadeshin, that the reason is because we go in order. The Seder is Bris Avram and then Akedis Yitzchak. The Bris, we know, reminds us of Avram Avinu. He was the first one to make a Bris, and Tekiyah Shofar is really a reminder of Akedis Yitzchak, the Ayil. And therefore, first we make a Bris, and then immediately afterwards we do the remembrance of the Akedah by doing the Shofar. And that's why Zakti Beis Yosef Hashem Atchumas Hadeshen, that we're noyig to always do the Bris after the Shachris and before Tekiyah Shofar. So the Shoyal wanted to know as follows. There was a city that was only getting a Shofar to blow after davening, after Musaf as well, and the plan was that they were going to daven Shachris, daven Musaf, and then after Musaf they were going to hear the Shofar. And the question was, in order to be Mekayim this Chumas Hadeshen, to first do the Bris Avram and immediately afterwards do Akedis Yitzchak, maybe they should not do the Bris after Kriyas HaTorah, but rather daven Musaf first, and only after that should they make the Bris. So he told them that although these are all reasons that are brought down in Yonim, and why to not to make the Bris after davening, but rather to do it after Kriyas HaTorah and before Tekiyah Shofar, he says the main reason is for a whole different reason entirely. And that is, since there's an Indian as reason makdim in the mitzvahs, a Bris must be made before Chatzos. Once Chatzos passes, we were no longer Mekayim the Din as reason makdim in the mitzvahs. And therefore, every day of the year, the assumption is that by the time Shachris and Musaf is finished, we'll still have plenty of time before Chatzos to be able to make the Bris. However, on Rosh Hashanah, this is not the case. Very often davening goes past Chatzos, and therefore they couldn't make it after davening. Once they couldn't make it after davening, they found the time based on these inyanim to do it prior to Tekiyah Shofar. And therefore, Zokter, that even in this particular shul where they were not blowing Shofar, there was still an inyan bedafka not to do it after davening because it would be after Chatzos, and then they wouldn't be Mekayim the Din of doing it right away of Zizim Makdimin. And therefore he paskin that they should do it when we always do it on Rosh Hashanah, even though there was no Shofar, and to do it in between Shachris and Musaf. Agav, he brings down that this is a Teichacha Magula for the Chazanim that schlep out davening too long, and on Shabbos and Yontif that there's a Bris, they end up schlepping out davening till after Chatzos. He says this is wrong, because l'maisa, the Zman Milo should be bedafka before Chatzos. Al Kaponim, we see from this tshuva that Be'ikr, he held that Kol Zman, it's done before Chatzos, where Mekayim the Din is Rizim Makdimin. And Pastis, it would seem from him that any time in the morning that the Bris is done, as long as it's done prior to Chatzos, we Mekayim this Din as Rizim Makdim. However, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, Simin Rei Samach Beis Sifches, he's bothered that Chazal listed off a whole bunch of mitzvahs that there's an inyan that you could really do it the whole day, but there's an inyan to be makdimit. And it does not say there the mitzvah of Milah. And he explains that by all the other mitzvahs, all the other inyanim, that there's an inyan to do it right away in the morning, it's tama maila ba'alma. However, by mitzvahs Milah, shehu chosim bris kodesh, this is the chasima of the bris kodesh of Klal Yisrael, ubezeh nichnas l'kedusha, and through the bris, that's how the baby comes into the kedusha, comes as part of Klal Yisrael. We know that Kol Zman a person's an Oral, he doesn't get the Kedusha, a certain Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Zoktav Aruch HaShulchan Yesh, Pei the Gedoyle Shla Da'achud, is a big Indian not to push off the Bris. And therefore, based on this, he says, V'yeshlon l'tzvayach ala minig, we can really scream on the minig that exists, al minig zmanenu, shema achrin kama shoyes b'yoyim, that they push off the bris a number of hours, that the guests should come, or other kinds of these kinds of shtusim and arishkeitin, the cheshbonis that people make, says the Aruch HaShulchan. V'yesh mekoymes shema'achin arachach hatzoyis hayoyim v'hu avoin plili. It's a tremendous avera to push it off after chatzos. So it's clear from the Aruch HaShulchan that out the Indian as visa makdim in the mitzvahs, it should be done right away. And therefore he really has an issue even pushing it off a little bit later in the morning in order that all the guests should be able to come and it should be convenient. He's not happy with such a cheshbon. He says, "Befrat if it's pushed off after chatzos, then it's a serious aver." But vice the chos from the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Aruch HaShulchan understood that even just pushing it off a little bit is something that should not be done. And out the Indian of Zvizim Makdimin, befrat by the mitzvah smilo, there's an Indian to be done right away in the morning. And the truth is, in the next sif, in sif tes, he really asks Akasha that if this is the case, that the bris is supposed to be done right away in the morning, as this inyan of chosim bris kodesh, and to be machnes, the child, the kedusha, so he really asks a question, so why don't we do it before shachris? And he answers that first of all, there's a klal, todeh v'she'ena todeh, todeh kodem, something which is comes more often or less often, so the thing that comes more often always comes first, and since shachris comes every day, so therefore that is more todeh than a bris milah. And also he says that since by davening we mekayim a lot of mitzvahs, we mekayim mitzvahs tzitzis, mitzvahs tefillin, kriyishma, tefillah, so mimele, that's the second reason why he says it comes first. And the third reason he says that since there's an inyan to make a suda right after the bris, by pushing off, by making the bris before davening, we would not be able to make a suda because it's also to eat before davening. And for these reasons, we were sort of allowed to daven first. But the Aruch HaShulchan is quite clear that pushing off a bris, even a few hours in the morning, is something that should not be done. The Maisa, he does seem to indicate that there is an avoin pleli to push it off after Chatzos. You could either say that he understands, like the Shlosh Yaakov, that there is some sort of zvizim makdimim before chatzos, or you could say that he was just mentioning how long people push it off, but maybe ein hachanami. There's no real bedafka inyan according to the Aruch HaShulchan before chatzos or after chatzos. The ikar zeach is not to push it off. If I can't, by pushing it off past chatzos, he's an avoin pleli because he pushed it off for so long. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Simen Reis Samach Aleph Sif Hei, in the Simen before, he has a shaila if the father is baderech, the father is not in the city, it comes the eighth day, and the question is, the mitzvah is really a mitzvah ala av, do we wait for the father for the bris milah, or do we say that since we have a mitzvah to do it now, we bedafka should do it right away in the morning, the bezdin or whatever, people in the city should take care of it, and not wait for the father, even though it's best in the father's mitzvah, and we know that there's a klal in Shas that to take away somebody's mitzvah, you get an oynish of asar zehuvim, there's a knas that Chazal gave on people who took away other people's mitzvahs. But the Aruch HaShulchan declares over here, where comes this man, the eighth day in the morning, and the father is not here, do we take away the father's mitzvah and just do the bris, or do we wait for him? So although the Aruch HaShulchan concedes that the minig was to wait for the father, he says that personally he holds not like that. He holds that we don't push off a mitzvah, and therefore there's an inyan bedafka to push off the bris. There's an inyan not to push off the bris and to right away do the bris in the morning. And he's not sure why the minig is not like that. And again, with his understanding that there's an inyan bedafka to do the bris right away in the morning, he holds that that inyan is so stark that even to take away the mitzvah from the father's not here now, he's not ready to be mekayim the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be, and therefore we can take it away from him. However, Shalos Tshuva Shevet Halevi, from Shmuel Vozna Zechorin Levracha, Chelek Heis, and Kuf Mem Ches, Ais Aleph, he brings that it seems from the Tashbats that the Tashbats was mechalik if we're holding on day 8 or on day 9. Meaning, if today is day 8 and there's a big tzad that by later today the father will be here, then in a chanami we wait for him. However, if we're already up to day 9, if the bris was supposed to be yesterday and now the assumption is that the father is going to be coming within the next few hours, afal pikein, we don't wait for him. And Rav Ozna explains what's the difference between day 8 and day 9. So he says, because day 8 is manai. Any time the baby is mal on day 8, you are actually mekayim the mitzvah of being mal b'zmanai. However, there's an inyan as zvizim makdim in the mitzvahs. And memelef as zvizim makdim in the mitzvahs, although there's an inyan, that's not enough of an inyan to take away somebody's mitzvah. And therefore, we would wait to see, maybe the father's going to come. However, once we get to day 9, we're late. And there's a machloikis, but there are many poskim who hold that every second that we wait, once we're late, once we pass this man, the person is over an issa. So therefore, waiting even a few hours is pushing or is being mevatel and asay, and therefore we will do the milah right away. And we see from Rav Ozna that Rav Ozna understood, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings the Aruch HaShulchan, and he argues and he says that although there's a big Indian as Zvizim Makdim in the mitzvahs, which is what we really see from our Gemara, not to push off the milah, however, the schus that the father has to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah himself is enough of a schus, even if he's not going to be the moil, kol shekein, if he would be the moil himself, but that he should be there to be a man or a shliach, is enough of a schus that as an Indian as Zvizim Makdimin, we would forego Zvizim Makdimin, and it's only as the iser of being mevatel da'asei, once it comes day 9, then and only then would we do the milah as soon as possible. The question is, what is the din when we have a milah shalei bizman? For example, we have a katan that was sick and was nisrape. The halacha is that once a katan is sick, it has to be a little bit more of a severe illness, but once a katan is sick, lamazogin, he had an infection and had to go on antibiotic. So the halacha is that we have to wait 7 days be'es le'es before we can be mal this child. And the minig ha'mayalim is that if, let's say, the child got his last dose of antibiotic at 11 o'clock in the morning, they consider that to be the time of nisvata. And the din is, it has to be be'es le'es that one cannot do the bris till after 11 o'clock. And the question is, if a child got better, let's say a week after he was born, on a Tuesday morning at 12 o'clock, 45 minutes before Chatzos, is there an inyan then, bedafka, al zvizim makdim in the mitzvahs, if we're going to go with the Shvus Yaakov, who is saying that zvizim makdim is to do it before Chatzos, do we here too have an inyan to bedafka do it before Chatzos? Or do we say that no, that the whole din of Zvizim Makdimin was only said on the 8th day, but Vivayit the bris is not on the 8th day, there is no inyan to do the bris anymore before Chatzos, and therefore, obviously, to make a bris smack in the middle of the day, 12 o'clock, is something that is a big inconvenience, and therefore, because there's no inyan of Zvizim Makdimin, because it was only said on the 8th day, would that be some sort of heter not to do the bris 12 o'clock in the afternoon, but rather to wait to a more convenient time a little bit later in the day? So there's a tshuvas nida b'Yehuda tinyanach Chelik Yeridus, and Kuf Samach Vav, that he was asked a shaila that someone was had to make a bris shalei bismana, meaning the child was sick or whatever, and he couldn't make the bris bismana. And it finally came the time to make the bris. It was near Pesach. So the person, in order to do a favor to the Bechorim and Shul, it seems like in those days there was a big minhag to fast. They weren't Soimach on Siyumim the way we are today. So he wanted to do a favor for all the Bechorim not to fast. So he pushed off his bris a few days to Erev Pesach. And this way, he figured anyway it was Shalei Bizmanai. And this way he made a Sudas bris for the Bechorim. And the question was, the Rav actually did not want to let them make the bris Erev Pesach. He had other cheshbonos. And the shaila was this the right or wrong thing to do? So now the Yehuda sided with the Rav that it was clearly the wrong thing to do. And he says, even just to push off the bris a little bit, there's an inyan of Zerizim Kol Shekein to push it off to another day. And this tshuva, which is clearly talking about a bris shalei bizmanai, the Nadi Yehuda is saying that besides the fact that one can't push it off to another day, even just pushing it off within that day is a problem. And with Chari we see that according to the Shvas Yaakov, there would be an Indian al Zerizim Makdimin in the Chari to do it right away prior to Chatzos. And even according to the Aruch HaShulchan, before according to the Aruch HaShulchan, where there's an Indian to do it bedafka right away in the morning, so L'chaira, we could clear, does Chatzos have a Maila, but Akapanim, there would zicha be an Indian to do it as soon as it could, before if we could get it done before Chatzos. However, the question becomes, whereby making a bris in the morning, especially a curly younger man, people, person who has friends who are Koyli and Galait, has family who are Rabbeim and so on, where it's going to cause a tremendous bittul Torah. So there were many Gedolim that were matir to make brisim even in the afternoon. It's Yidua in this manner of Aaron in Lakewood, where they had to get a moil from New York and the moil couldn't come till later in the morning. It would have been in the middle of first Seder that Rav Aaron Kiseder was Noig, that the brisim used to take place after Mincha at 2 o'clock, not to cause any bittul Torah. And therefore over here, to make a bris in the middle of the morning, which is going to cause a large bittul Torah, could be that would be an inyan that a person would have a right to push off a bris, since the bris cannot be done in the morning, and that would maybe be a makom to push the bris off.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.